Welcome to Unbiased, an everyday sports show for the everyday fan from an everyday fan. This is Jeremy speaking, and once again, bringing the sports world to its knees. Or that's what we all hope, at least. What's on the agenda today? Well, let's talk about those Brooklyn Nets, huh? They beat the Bulls down last night. Let's just be honest. It was an embarrassing loss, straight up. But I gotta say that it was not. It's a one game in the NBA season. The NBA's already dictated that the regular season primarily doesn't matter that much. It's what the playoff happens. And to be honest, the fact of the matter is, it's one game that people won't remember by the end of the season. The Bulls lost to the Nets. Simple. But they've got ownership. Their season rally's over, and it's a 3-game to 1. It's a 3-game to 1. Excuse me, 2 games to 1. So, there we go. Now, the thing I gotta say, though, is this, though. Kyrie Irving, James Harden, and Kevin Durant make a good trio. But I'm tired of all the people out there talking about how amazing Kyrie Irving is, and how great he is, and how he changes the Brooklyn Nets. Because guess what? Yes, he does. But guess what? He has to be on the court to do so. That's part of playing for a team. And the fact of the matter is, we've already seen from the Brooklyn Nets, they don't have any morals. They let Kyrie play. They said they weren't going to. They lost their players. They went ahead and played. Literally just like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Antonio Brown. And let's just be honest. They didn't stick to their guns in any capacity whatsoever. An article came out today saying that if they did the math, it would be approximately like $500 if they actually brought him in for a seat for the Brooklyn Nets for home games. And if they tallied that up in the end, it'd be $88,000. And that sad thing is that in the world we live in today, the Brooklyn Nets would actually consider paying $88,000. Just bring Kyrie, who it's not that he's not getting the vaccination because of religious reasons. It's not that he's not getting the vaccination because he has an allergy. He's just being unvaccinated. It says the same guy who believes the earth is flat and that he should put sage around the court before the game. This is an atrocity, in my opinion. I'm sorry, but there are people around there. Yeah. People all over who are getting COVID, and you want to bring him in, let him not wear a mask, except, I mean, obviously on the bench, but let him not wear a mask, potentially spread. Hey, what if he gets COVID? Guess what? He would spread it throughout the league. You want to do that all because of money. I get it that you want your team to be good. I get it. Everybody wants their team to be good. I want my teams to be good. But that doesn't mean that you should let someone in for that. I'm sorry. But then there's a point in which I love sports. But sometimes sports does not seem to love people. Seems more like the PR atrocities that would come out of it would not be anything to a team because they would at least get the talent. And sometimes I just think that's where I have to shake my head and lower it and lose any defense for those who may say, why do you like sports so much? That's all I'm saying. Sometimes people just don't seem to, you know, they don't seem to find it. That said, you know, we're going to find out what's going to happen. The NFL playoffs are coming on up. You know, we've got the big game between the Patriots and the Bills. Belichick came out with his conference today, said to expect the unexpected. and that things are going to be different and very Belichickian style. Fact of the matter is, though, we're just going to see how it goes down. It's going to be in the single digits weather-wise, probably feel like it's the negatives. We've heard people give advice after advice, from Josh Allen taking Viagra to keep himself warm to people just wearing extra clothes. But the fact of the matter is it's going to be a game that's going to probably be a good one. Josh Allen versus Mac Jones. Though I still find that to be the funniest thing when we pit a quarterback versus a quarterback, and yet the two of them are never facing each other at the same time except for a handshake at the end of the game, giving them a game, etc. But they're never, it's not like Josh Allen is playing defense against Mac Jones. Yeah, we always do that. Brady versus Manning, you know? Rodgers versus Breeze, and yet it's never that the quarterbacks are actually facing each other. You could have the best damn quarterback in the league, and yet he could have the worst defense and lose every single game. But so, supposedly, they lose those matchups because one defense was better than the other. But I gotta say, we'll see. I think the Bills could come on top. They've got, you know, many times, but they don't have the weather advantage. Both of them are up north teams. So we'll see. Moving on from there, big news of the day in the NBA. Knicks make the trade. Knicks think they actually have a chance. Good for them. RJ Barrett trying to do it. They trade their number one pick and they traded Knox. Well, they are trying to shoot for the moon. Atlanta thought they had a chance. Most people have given the Knicks the benefit of the doubt on this one, said that it's a great trade for them. Though, why would Atlanta do it? I actually think that if I'm comparing the two, the trade may have been better. You have Knox in the first rounder to Atlanta for Barrett to the Knicks. I actually think that Atlanta's going to come out more on top. They still have Trae Young. They still have John Collins. They still have the team that can play strong. And we'll see where the Knicks go. But I don't know that that's their perfection. So it might be a better trade for the Knicks, but I still think Atlanta is going to be the team that's going to be on top. Now, I got to admit, it's kind of funny at the same time. You've got two teams that in the East that seem like they were just having troubles. But man, Sacramento coming back against the Lakers. If you're a Lakers fan, this is where we plug your ears because, wow, it's bad. Like, how does LeBron score 34 and fail? I mean, it's so bad that the PA announcer is actually willing to play Ice Ice Baby when Russell Westbrook is taking the ball. They're literally calling him the Ice Cold Player on their main telescreen. It's bad. Losing to Sacramento like that, it's Sacramento. You literally, until like just recently, they were coached by the Warriors assistant coach. They weren't anything. They were a team not even to be even thought of. And the Lakers couldn't do it. The guys are getting older, the guys are getting cold. I mean, even Russell Westbrook in his post-game conference just admits that he sucks right now. So it's not like that he's going anywhere. So LeBron got the team that he wanted, but I think LeBron's attention's divided. I would never want to bet against LeBron, But I think the fact of the matter that LeBron's got the championships with three teams, and now that his production company and stuff is actually starting, like, to really soar, I think your time gets divided when you're focused on other things as well. I'm not saying it's affecting his playing, but I am saying it's affecting where he sees his future. Speaking of futures, where is David Culley going? What is wrong with you, Texans? What is wrong with you? You hired the man 1 year ago. Did you expect him to turn the team around in 1 year? Why did you fire David Culley? Once again, this confounds me. Same as Brian Flores being fired from Miami. It just doesn't make sense. I think it's crazy that either they didn't have any belief in him, or the fact that they thought that he could turn a team around when a team is going through chaos. Granted, this time he did go in knowing there was a little chaos going on, that Deshaun Watson wanted out from the Texans, but he didn't expect Deshaun Watson to end up having 22 cases against him. As a coach, what are you supposed to do when your star player, your main quarterback, literally has to sit out the entire season because of that? What do you do? What is wrong with the Texans? That makes no sense whatsoever. No sense in the world. I want a logical explanation from the Texans. What is wrong with the city of Houston right now? Are they hiring these guys just to try and clean up messes? Pardon the interruption, they were talking about this exact thing. Why is it that it seems like they just hire a guy who is just erasing? Because it seems like every time a mess keeps coming up, they hire a black guy. Literally, the Astros cheat. Dusty Baker comes in. Houston shoots itself in the foot. Silas comes in. We got him coming in. What's going on? I just gotta know what's going on. Like, I'm sorry, but Culley did not deserve to be fired, to my knowledge, at this point. Alright, that said, there's so much more that could be talked about, so much more to be known, and so much more to be said, and it's the beauty of sports. But I gotta give my top 10 for the day. I think that the top I like to actually talk about, speaking of openings, the top 10 prospects, in my opinion, that would be really good to fill these job openings. These men have been fired from their jobs in the NFL, which means all these job openings are available. So I'd like to give my top 10 coaching aspects. In no particular order, this is who I would go with. I would go with Eric Bieniemy from the Kansas City Chiefs. He's done fantastic and deserves a spot, finally. I would actually go with Byron Leftwich. I think the man's done a great job coordinating an offense in Tampa Bay, and I think he's been fantastic at it. I would actually reconsider giving Dan Quinn a shot. He is epically known for his failure in Atlanta with that Super Bowl, but he did turn around a Cowboys defense that, let's just admit it, was bombing, and now it's one of the best. Furthermore, why not David Culley? Why not? I realize he was just fired from the Texans, but unless there was an epic reason why, I think Culley should get a spot. I think Todd Bowles from Tampa Bay has done a pretty good job with the defense. He should be a considered aspect. I think Brian Daboll from the Buffalo Bills made them into a team that is scary and a threat and should be considered a job. I think Leslie Frazier, the defensive coordinator, should be considered given a job. I understand he was just fired from the Vikings, But I do think Mike Zimmer has potential to bring people out. And I think if not give him interviews, at least have him go for a year as a coordinator and then take a job. And then I would say Phil Snow. It's a little out of left field, but he turned the Carolina Panthers defense to the number two defense in the league. And he's been running it multiple years and working with young kids who are still learning the NFL. And yet they're still, and yet one of the best defenses in the league. And then I would actually say go for Brian Flores. Because once again, until I find out an explanation from the Dolphins as to what's going on, I think he should get credit. And then last but not least, I want to give my sports movie of the day. I think people that these industries, our lives, the news, sports, movies, entertainment, I think they can all mix together, but I think we can also have some fun and enjoy them and enjoy the stories that are created. It's like the Stetson and Bennett situation. So why not enjoy a good sports movie and why not enjoy a good movie? Once again, I'm always open to suggestions, always willing to take a look. But once again, I want to go old school. I want to go to A League of Their Own. Great movie. Most classic line. There's no crying in baseball. Come on. You just gotta admit. If you have not heard that quote before, you will hear it sometime in your life. It's a great movie with great aspects, a great historical aspects. Obviously, it's not the most accurate, but it's got just great acting. It's got great just storyline and narrative. And it's got a great example of what another good baseball movie can be. Baseball is in the lurch right now. We don't know where it's going to go. They finally had a presentation today from the MLB. We'll see what the players react to the presentation. See if they can get work through the issues that they're having right now so that a season can come. But that doesn't mean we can't enjoy baseball and we can't enjoy what baseball can be. Thank you for listening to Unbiased Everyday Sports for an everyday fan from an everyday fan. This is Jeremy. Have a great rest of your day.